And welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. A few things caught my attention today, and I just kind of wanted to go over a few things that are on my mind. So let's get into it. And again, welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean, but before we dive into it, please help us continue to grow this podcast by liking our videos and leave some comments, share, tell people about us, and help us grow. You obviously can catch us at rumble.com and The Ground Level. That's where we premiere, but you can also catch us on your audio on Spotify and Apple, basically everywhere you get your podcasts. But let's dive into it today. On the end and near, we're wrapping up here. We're kind of in the final stretch of 2025. In about a week and a half, I'm going to be having a little wrap-up of 2025 episode, just kind of like I did in 2024 when I first started this podcast. So please tune into that. But yeah, it's going to be great because we know that 2025 has given us an ocean of content to discuss. It can very easily seem like, especially in our country, we're kind of in a state of chaos at the moment. But I wanted to talk specifically about kind of some things that are going on right now, watching, especially in Washington State. You know, the feeling right now is that we're just in a bit of a state of chaos, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better, especially since the beginning of the COVID era. These, you know, 2020 to 2025 has just been a progressive shit show, for lack of better words. That's what it feels like. And I've said this before about how, I mean, everybody knows how I hate the word progressive and how it has been capitalized on by the political left. It gives this term, the stamp of approval, if you're progressive. Progressive has been captured as a word, as they often do. They change language constantly. We've watched the past few years. You know, they're not child predators. They're minor attracted people. It's not taxes. It's revenue. It's so sickening how this continues. On and on it goes. It's constant manipulation of our American culture by the political left. It's evil. It's corrupt. And in many cases, in my opinion, it's demonic. People, they've mastered that. That if you say the word satanic or demonic, you've obviously, you're just a kook. You're one of those religious people. We've watched this the past 10, 15 years, and especially in the past 5 years, the turmoil and how the American society is really torn right down the middle. Right down the middle. You can't have conversations with anymore if you have a different point of view. Everybody's an expert. Because I got my news here. You know, I got my news from Fox. I got my news from CNN or Newspacks. I don't listen to the mainstream media. It's just this nonstop torrent of bullshit. And I have said before, part of the problem has been this introduction of the internet. And now we have this 24-hour news cycle system that tears everybody against each other. And I would argue that it's by design. I mean, you can see it right now in every waking moment of our lives, especially in states like Washington State, where I reside. People are afraid to have a discussion with each other because of tribalism as a part of our nature. If you disagree with what the main is saying, you're afraid to speak up. Because like an animal, that machine will come after you. You know, it's so disgusting what's going on in our state right now. Our governor, our legislators, Patty Murray, Bob Ferguson, all the way down to the local levels in the city councils, the counties. It's disgusting what we're witnessing in this state and across the country. And even when you go to places that are relatively, let's say, you know, just for the sake of argument, red states, like let's say Tennessee. Nashville, though, is becoming a Seattle. It's like wherever you have these main congregations of city life or coastal life, you have these leftists that have just latched in. And in many ways, have become insane. Again, please tune in to the wrap-up of 2025. I'm going to have a lot of great information and just kind of my points of view. And I do mention, you know, here at the ground level, I will never be, I've accepted. And I'm going somewhere with this, so hang on with me here. But I have accepted that I will never be a mass talking head and, you know, like a Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson or Megyn Kelly or Ben Shapiro, any of these guys. And I don't desire that anymore. I thought at first, you know, you are inspired by these people when you start a podcast, but I have no desire to be that. I, as of late, have kind of gotten on board with the theory that all this stuff going on with the Candace Owens and the, you know, Tucker Carlson's and Nick Fuentes and all their arguments and the, what's her name, Erica Kirk. You know, so many people that loved, they were diehard fans of Candace Owens. Now they want nothing to do with her because she didn't toe the line. She's anti-Semitic and on it goes. I suspect that a lot of these things that we're seeing now, it's a stage. It's just for entertainment value. They are making a killing in advertisers, all of them. And like our politicians in the DC machine that I've said 1,000 times before, I suspect it's a little bit of the same thing going on there. They're all high-fiving each other. Hey, what's there? It's probably choreographed to some, or coordinated, forgive me, it's not a dance competition, but it's coordinated to some extent. Hey, let's say this, let's say that, but I don't buy into it. And I don't know if Nick Fuentes is like that or Alex Jones. I mean, Nick Fuentes, he went on to Tucker Carlson, and everybody hates Tucker Carlson now because he gave them softball questions, and this is what they want. It stirs it all up. It's all just to get everybody at each other's throats nonstop. So those major podcasters, I would set aside Joe Rogan. I don't think he does that, but a lot of them are just, they're taking advantage of the division in our nation, the hatred, of political points of view, and they're capitalizing on it. So I don't really listen to that stuff anymore. I mean, I'll get some clips here and there, but it's really sad that this is where we're at in this country. We should have a common goal as a nation. And I've done episodes on this constant tearing us down. It is the left, the social wars, these constant creating of a crisis, especially in Washington State, this ongoing homeless industrial complex, legalizing of drugs, essentially, in Tacoma, Washington. I can tell you firsthand, the city council and the police departments have now effectively made drugs legal. The production, the manufacturing, all that, because from what I understand, the city councils has made all drug offenses for the time being, because they have to focus on violent crimes. Tacoma, Washington is an absolute disaster. It's on the path of becoming a Gary, Indiana, or, you know, a Detroit. And what a shock, run by Democrats again. Now, of course, this entire state has had the majority of Democrats for 50 years. So every time they rail and bitch about Trump and Republicans, it just cracks me up because they have no influence in this state whatsoever. So they create all these crises in order to raise our taxes, and we're going to be here, and we're the solution to the problem. Reagan said it perfect. And that was forgotten about. One of the scariest things you can hear is, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. And that's what they do. They create these artificial crises, things that could be addressed. But again, with the, you know, they're changing, you know, definitions of words, or they use different terminology. You know, it's not a homeless person. It's a, what is it? An unhoused individual. I mean, I'm so sick of this nauseating wordsmithing. And it's all, again, by design. It makes people frustrated. It gets them confused. Okay, I don't know what to do, but your tribalistic instinct kicks in of, okay, well, I'll just go along with it. Sorry, I had to remove that there for a minute. But this is all, again, just constant manipulation of the population because they have a common goal. Bring everybody down to their knees and we will come in with the solutions. People will just say, fuck it. I've had enough. I don't care about the Constitution right now. I just want to be safe. States here, like in Washington, where the crime is through the roof, and then they play the game with statistics and numbers and lie to the public constantly. Just coming to Tacoma, Washington one day and drive around and see all the homeless encampments. I've railed, you know, while Inslee was governor and what a piece of shit he is. And Bob, you know, Bob Ferguson, same thing. They're all in this together. The World Economic Forum, they're taking their marching orders and they're dismantling society. They're destroying it. Look at our advertisements now. I mean, seriously, take a moment, watch your commercials on the TV, your basic ads. Do you notice there's no white men in it anymore? You have the black man married to the white woman, and this sounds racist, but it's not. What I'm saying is it's intentional social engineering to paint a picture that this is what society is because that's what they think society should be, instead of just letting people fucking live. For 30 years, every father that was in a TV sitcom was an idiot. He was a loser. He was stupid. The mom was the one that ran the entire show. And those cases happen. That's not bad. What I'm saying is it's this constant destroy what the standard family used to look like. My wife and I, we do have that standard traditional family. I go out and get my ass handed to me every day to provide for my family. My wife, she works her ass off too at home, getting the kids here and there, making a home, something that's admirable. There's a lot of work involved in that. But the political left told people, no, that's just, well, you're saying only women are they can only function in the kitchen? No, nobody said that. And many women like being at home, caring for their family, nurturing their children, building a home, managing the money. I mean, there's a lot that goes in. Just as the man that goes out there and he has to perform his task. He has to be a husband. He has to be a father. He has to be a provider. These roles now have been labeled as shit. And it's sad because that was a good portion of our American society was that functioning society, that heart. We all had common goals we wanted to achieve. And there's ways of doing that. And if a woman is out working and the man is staying at home and those roles are reversed and it's functional, terrific. But at the core is the family. And I'm digressing as I often do, but I'm trying to point out that the political left has done nothing but trying to dismantle, confuse. Look at what they're doing with transgender, where it was, you know, dysphoria. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it was, body dysmorphia, I think is what it was, but these it was a condition that, whoa, something's wrong. And when they come out, when there are psychiatrists that come out and go, listen, the majority of the ones that we talked to have had, you know, sexual problems, have been abused when they were children, and now they're, I mean, my gosh, our entire society has been destroyed right now. It's not functional. It is so dysfunctional. You have people in drag with their balls hanging out, going to 6-year-old events at libraries. Everything is upside down. And when this stuff was starting and it was on these little fringe experiments, I was calling it out saying this is going to develop into a huge problem. Things are a mess right now. And it is always circles back to me, the political left, that are just, they're on this crusade. They hate the Constitution. They want to bring, again, I say, everybody to their knees to the point where they just don't care about the Constitution anymore. They just want to be able to function. You get so exhausted when you feel like you're constantly fighting that you just throw up your hands and go, fuck it. Okay, look, I just want to be left alone. What do you need me to do? Okay, you need me to get a permit for that? Permission? You need me to ask permission to do this on my house? Okay, fine, just as long as you leave me alone. What do I got to pay? Just leave me alone. This is where we are. That political left, this is what they're all about, is dismantling our system. Oh, they'll use the Constitution in front of the cameras when it serves their cause. Otherwise, right now, it's just a barrier that they got to get their lawyers to try to figure out to navigate around. It's so frustrating watching this unfold. I'm 50 years old, and to see what the country is now is not what it was not even 25 years ago, not even 20 years ago. This has been accelerated, and they have made great progress. And so here we are. And one of the key points that I wanted to mention is that every time that I hear the argument that, oh, both sides do it, well, I'll give you this. DC is corrupt as you can possibly imagine. And the Republicans have not done shit to stop the corruption, and I'm sure their hands are involved in that corruption as well. But this deal-making, when they knew what was, you know, that USAID, USAID, all that that came out, well, that's just a drop in the bucket. Okay. Well, there's more drops in that bucket. And to pretend that there isn't, I'm so sick of that argument. I try to analyze, where is this argument coming from? It's because people don't want to believe it's as fucked up as it is. Humans are pretty good in general. No, they're not. Humans are fucked up. And if you pull law away, my goodness, any kind of social norms and order, you pull the rules away, the people, it would be chaos out there overnight. So the Democrats use that tactic because they know how human beings function. They're easily moved by fear, chaos, exhaustion. Most people like myself just want to get by and just live their life. So every time again, I point out, when I bring up that if I hear one more time, well, it happens on both sides. Both sides are, let me give you a perfect example. And today I bring this up and I'm a little late, you know, to the current events as often as I am, because I'm at the ground level just trying to pump out a living for my family. So again, you know, 2-3 days ago, we heard that sad story. And it is sad. It's tragic about Rob Reiner passing away. Now, I grew up with Rob Reiner. You know, I grew up early on watching Archie Bunker. The show was called All in the Family, which would, I mean, my gosh, you just hear that somebody's either, you've watched an episode, you're immediately a racist, you're a piece of shit. I mean, it's so sickening. I'm so exhausted by this crap. Toughen up your fucking skin. And if you watched a few episodes, yeah, he said things that would not fly today. But it was a show. It was entertainment. Jefferson was in it. He did his fair share of racism. But it was funny. We could laugh at each other. And Rob Reiner was the son-in-law of Archie Bunker. Archie Bunker was kind of a hard-working, grit, salt of the earth, you know, in many ways. Yeah, he's racist. You know, he said Jews and kikes and stuff like that on the show, and it was awful. But you had Jefferson, that when he came into the show, he was the kind of the counter. Now, Rob Reiner, he was right out of the, you know, the hippie movement. And I, in many cases, I suggest he really wasn't playing a character. He was playing himself. Because throughout now in my growing up, you know, see, Rob Reiner was probably about 20 years older than me. But he was very vocal over the past 40 years about his positions politically. There's no doubt he was on the left. Now, it was no surprise, he was also in Hollywood, and Hollywood is just a disgusting ocean of filth. 17 marriages, and now that it's come to light about, I mean, the Bill Cosbys and the Charlie Sheens and the, you know, child sex trafficking and all that, you know, child star actors that talked about how they were molested. And you even had Jennifer Lawrence during the Harvey Weinstein situation talking about how they walk in women actors and then look them up and down and go, yep, she's fuckable, keep her in. I mean, this is disgusting. Hollywood is so gross. I don't contribute to it anymore. I was such a movie snob growing up. I loved movies. And then all the stuff that came to light, you're just like, wow, I won't support it. They're all in it together. Occasionally you get one or two that step out. And even those, I would imagine, you know, the, what is Angelina Jolie's father's name? He was in Deliverance. It'll come to me in a minute. But that actor, you know, when you do, or the James Woods, they claim to be conservative and all this, but at the same time, you sure took that demonic money because of your career. So you can't tell me that you didn't know that this shit was going on. You could have been vocal. You could have been bringing things to the forefront, but you chose not to. John Voight. That's him. Thank you. Just popped in my head. And I only remember that because of Seinfeld. Driving around in John Voight's car. I love Seinfeld so much. The point I'm getting at is that this death of Rob Reiner is horrific. It's tragic. It's sad. People are hurting right now in that family. Rob Reiner's tragic death is no more tragic or important than the homeless guy that gets murdered for drugs on the street. It's no more important than the plumber's wife that is carjacked or shot. The house that gets broken into, people are tied up. You can watch all these episodes on HBO Max. You can see documentaries all over the place of the horrific tragedies that happen to families in this country, outside of our country. It's humanity. And every time something bad happens to a celebrity and the world comes to a screeching halt, it makes me want to puke because their lives are no more important than anybody's. We have this unquenchable thirst in our American society to worship celebrities, and I've never understood that. I can go all the way back to maybe fifth or sixth grade when I thought Michael J. Fox was pretty cool, but I've never worshipped celebrities. Rob Reiner, with his political views, while I disagreed with, you know, from what I heard, 99% of it I was against. I just, right down to the ground, disagreed with him. But one thing that I will say, in my opinion about Rob Reiner, and obviously not knowing him like none of us do, we don't know any of these celebrities that we, you know, latch on to, or especially those of you that worship celebrities. You don't know them personally. You don't know their day-to-day lives. You're focused on your own life. But when they're in the limelight, you latch onto it and try to understand where they're coming from. Rob Reiner never came across to me as a dark, evil, angry, bitter, trying to manipulate. He didn't seem like a liar. It looked like all his positions that he held came from a very good place in his heart. And I really do believe that. He seemed like a man that what he believed in, he truly did care. And in some of his positions were maybe misguided, it was coming from a good place. He did care about Americans. He did care about his common man. This is just from me, from listening to him over the years. And again, I say, I can disagree with him wholeheartedly, but say, yep, I find value in what he's in that man. He seemed like he did care. So it didn't come from an evil place like so many fucking politicians do these days, where their entire goal is just seeking that next election. Manipulation, lying constantly to piss people off, to twist them up. Never got that feel from Rob Reiner. You know what I didn't see the day after? You know what I didn't see within hours that it came to the light that, you know, his life was tragically taken away by his own son, mind you. How awful can't even really process that or imagine that. But you know what you didn't see the next day is you didn't see conservatives, Christians. You didn't see them out in the street celebrating with their signs. You didn't see T-shirt sales of, you know, just kind of guessing of his son stabbing him to death. You didn't see videos on YouTube of celebrating, laughing at him, singing songs about the death of Rob Reiner. I dare any of you to show me one. Put it in the comments. Give me a link. You didn't see that. Sadly, what you did see is Trump make a really stupid comment that did nothing but give ammunition to the political left. When I say this as a point, Trump, to me, I want any president that I have to succeed. I want them to do good for the common wealth. I want them to make good decisions that project our nation for the better across the United States. He's the president of the United States. He has a duty, he has an obligation, not just to cater to his sycophants, but to the common good of our country, the growth of our country, the industrialization of our country, whatever you want to call it. The working class should be any president's priority. Getting the homeless off the streets. Making this country great. We have a history, sure, like every country does, where we have failed. But we have a lot of successes in this nation. And Trump had an opportunity when, you know, again, what if for whatever reason, the news jumps to something tragic happened to a celebrity. It's just the world that we live in. Fine. Trump had an opportunity to go, gosh, it's tragic. I'm sorry to hear about that. It's awful. And move on with what the nation needs. He took it a moment in his arrogance to make some stupid bullshit comment about, yeah, it's sad, but his TDS was part to blame and his, you know, his, and I'm paraphrasing, but I read the comment and I just, my head just dropped the second that I heard it. I just went, why? That didn't help anybody. It didn't help anybody except it just inflated his ego. He felt, because Rob Reiner, you know, he was pretty vocal about how he disagreed with Trump. And so that just hurt. Scarred poor little Trump, so he just had to make some bullshit statement. And again, I say it did nothing for the good of our country. That was an opportunity, again, just to move on. You had to give them ammunition, and now they're running wild with it. And I will say, that was so incredibly disappointing. I have supported Trump in many of the things he's done, called him out and gone, I don't like what he's doing here. I don't think he is in it now in his remaining 2.5 years to go that I don't really think that, I don't think the motive's there anymore to really put together some good things and really make America great, you know, as his logo, you know, is plastered all over the place. The Trump gold watches, the Trump gold coin, it's always about Trump. So he lost a lot of political points with me when he did that. It's just one of those things, though, that will pass in the coming weeks. But I circle back and I say that when Rob Reiner died, try saying that multiple times. When we heard about this, no, to you, you would say it's on both sides. No, it's not. Conservatives did not get out there. Christians did not get out there and start fucking celebrating. But you know what you did see when Charlie Kirk was shot. Here's the contrast, or the comparison, forgive me. Charlie Kirk, within minutes, within hours, people are posting disgusting videos, celebrating his death, laughing. The guy's got two kids are gone. Two kids are fatherless now. Wife doesn't have her husband. You had people selling fucking T-shirts with Charlie Kirk's neck, the bullet going through it. It's caricatures. And the YouTube videos were in the thousands within a day or two of people celebrating. People in the streets with their purple hairs and their fat fucking bodies and their bullshit disgusting attire and their nose rings and their sign. I mean, you know exactly who these people were and who they support. And Democrats didn't say shit. You even had congressmen and Hollywood actors, mind you, who won't recant what they said about his death. Well, he had it coming. He was spewing hatred. No, he was not either. Now, I wasn't a huge Charlie Kirk fan. I mean, I caught his episodes from time to time, and I listened to what he had to say, and, you know, I'm busy working, again, ground level. And I would catch some of his clips. Maybe I'd catch an hour. Same thing to me. I think it's a good comparison to Rob Reiner. While I agreed with a lot of what Charlie Kirk said, sometimes he said some controversial statements. Consider our political environment. I mean, you can cough wrong now, and you're a racist. So considering our social and political environment, yeah, he said some things that would be shocking to the snowflakes of our era. But never did I hear anything or did I ever get the impression that his point of view was coming from a place of evil, corruption, you know, anger, hatred. Never got that from him. It seemed like his positions were coming from a good place. He really cared. He was incredibly intelligent. He backed up everything that he said. And the left went haywire celebrating his murder on live TV. Two little kids now that don't have a father, and a disgusting murder at that. Cowardice. But again, when you have a political left that demonizes people that he's Hitler, he's evil, he's corrupt, he's a racist, he's transphobic, you name every fucking, go down the list. They threw it at him. Just like they did Trump, and what a shock. Somebody has attempted to kill Trump, what, 3 times now? When you do this to a population that is lazy, or in many ways overworked, or affluent, spoiled, don't want to do the idea of working a 40-hour week, but they sit there in front of that fucking phone and consume that. He is evil. He's racist. He hates transphobic. No wonder you have people that lose their minds when you have a swirling torrent of just information thrown at you. The human mind can only process so much. And I, in many ways, I think the internet has brought the worst out of people. Because you can latch on so quickly, and then those algorithms keep feeding you that pellet that just emboldens your position and riles you up and gets you angry. And a lot of these people just don't fucking have anything better to do with their lives than just be pissed off and blame everybody else. And that's kind of what I really wanted to focus on here today, is the comparison of Rob Reiner's tragic murder and Charlie Kirk's tragic murder, and use that as a very sterling example of how, no, it is not the same on both sides. The reactions are not the same on both sides. Ruth Ginsburg, when she died, people weren't out celebrating. In fact, they're celebrating her death. They were actually celebrating her life. Conservatives were. They appreciated, you know, her value while they disagreed with her politically. I want everybody to really process that and use that as an example for any time that you're having your little political debates with somebody. The light needs to come out, and this is what needs exposure. Is those that are just the biggest stinking fucking hypocrites. 99% of the time are the people on the left. Because they just roll in feelings. not practical application of ideologies. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to The Ground Level. Please continue to follow us at the ground or rumble.com and The Ground Level. You can catch us at Spotify and Apple and basically everywhere you get your podcasts. And again, tune in here in about a week and a half. I'm going to have my 2025 closing episode. Thanks, everybody.